What is up, y'all? It is your girl Scardi B, and you are listening to Sugar, We're Going In. And this is the only podcast, as the intro says, about Fall Out Boy and hip hop. And you're probably asking yourself, why? Pourquoi? Pourquoi? I wish I had a better answer for you other than it's my special interest. I love talking about all things Fall Out Boy and hip hop, and I get to do them together because they have so much in common and just so many things that they collaborated on together, as if, you know, hip hop was a band. Just the genre in general is very near and dear to my heart, and so is the band Fall Out Boy. So I get to talk about it. And if this is your first episode, hey, how you doing? My name is Scardi B. I'm 30. I'm from Philly. I like long walks on the beach. I'm an Aquarius. Just kidding. But I do have a lot of new followers and listeners. Thank you so much. Y'all helped me break 8,000 downloads, which is absolutely absurd. I haven't even hit a year of the show, and you guys are making my fucking dreams come true. But a lot of y'all have come from Instagram and TikTok and have told me that you found my show from my mastermind plan when I was on The Price is Right. If you don't know or haven't been following, I ended up on The Price is Right. I am the episode March 5th. And if you look it up on CBS.com or Paramount or wherever you're watching, I'm actually the thumbnail. So you see me and love of my life, Drew Carey, like on the screenshot for the episode. So during that time, I was so lucky to be able to go to be part of the audience and be selected to be on The Price is Right. I'm like very like, I might sound underwhelmed right now, but please, it's just because I still don't fucking believe it. I've been watching The Price is Right for over 20 years now, and to be on it and to do so well is a whole nother story in itself. But you know, if you haven't and if you haven't caught up, long story short, I got on The Price is Right. I won a bid. I got to play with Drew Carey. I won my fucking game and won a fucking 2024 Kia hatchback, which was amazing. But literally the only thing I could think to myself when I had won was I'm gonna spin the fucking wheel. I'm spinning the fucking wheel. Like, that is like the ultimate goal of anybody, is just to spin the fucking wheel. And I go up, I'm the last one of three. My group, they're doing very well. The first person gets a 85, which is already incredible. My dude Edward goes in front of me and he gets an 85, and I'm like, I'm chalked. But what they tell you is that, hey, like, Drew is gonna ask you to give shout outs. You can shout out people and, you know, schools and organizations, but no businesses. And I was like, oh fucking no, how does this broke podcaster promote her show about Fall Out Boy? And then my 10 years of marketing kicked in and I said, hold my fucking cerveza, because I'm going the fuck in. And when it came time to give shout outs, this is what I said.
Who do you want to say hello to?
My fiance Martin, mommy, papi, te amo, and Fall Out Boy. Yeah!
Yeah, hi, Fall Out Boy. 95! Whoa!
What kills me is the hi Fall Out Boy, and then hearing 95 in the clip, I literally grab at my pants because I think I'm going down. Like, I think I'm about to pass out. It was such a surreal moment, and I ended up going to the showcase. I did, you know what? I'll let y'all watch the episode and see how it pans out, but it was the best day of my fucking life. But a lot of y'all have found me because they're like, oh my God, that's the girl who's been shouting out Fall Out Boy. I found you on Instagram. I saw the reel. Hi. And I'm like, hello, it is me. So my crazy little idea worked. So if you're from The Price is Right and Fall Out Boy Instagram, TikTok community, hi. We are a blessed crew, and I'm happy to have you. But today is a very cool episode, and I say that as to not put myself down because I think it's going to be a quick one. But when doing research, this is going to be a quickie, okay? So right now I am doing research and writing about four new episodes, all leading through 2008 through 2009, so we can get to the dark hiatus times and I can like focus on like what I'll be talking about with their solo careers and just like endeavors during the hiatus. But when doing this research, there's always these little tidbits of information that are like not enough for an entire episode doesn't really connect with any episodes that are already happening or about to happen, but I put them aside because they still have this je ne sais quoi. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been on day 135 of my fucking French Duolingo streak, so I'm really fucking feeling myself. But anyway, I digress. But these were a couple of just like couplets that I found, and I was like, what a perfect time to talk about our favorite subject. I say our because I know what you fucking freaks are here for. You're here to hear me talk about Patrick Stump, right? Yes. And these topics surround a couple of covers that he did around this 2008 period that I really wanted to cover. No pun intended. Ew. This episode is dedicated to talking about his cover of Kanye West's Love Lockdown, as well as Ne-Yo's So Sick. Now, Ne-Yo obviously is an R&B artist, but you know, R&B, hip-hop, living in like the black music culture world, there is not only just like synergy there, but I also have some news about, well, not even news, but like what should have been news about Patrick and Ne-Yo. So please stick around for that. But let's get started. If you were anywhere on the internet, on YouTube in 2008, you've probably already heard this. So in September of 2008, Patrick put out a cover of Kanye West's Love Lockdown. And y'all know I'm going to fucking play it. Let's be for fucking real. Look. I'ma say I'm sorry until it's because I'll never say may I please. Okay, so I'm gonna play the cover, but let's talk a little bit about Patrick's cover of Love Lockdown. There was an article put out by our dude James Montgomery, our MTV News Lord and Savior. So let me read it out to you. So it says Fall Out Boy's Patrick Stump discusses his cover of Kanye West's Love Lockdown. And then the subline is like, I hope Kanye doesn't mind that I did it, the singer tells MTV News. I'm sorry, I'm already fucking cracking up. But this was September 25th of 2008 at 1:18 p.m. So go James, right after lunch. So it goes. On Sunday, Fall Out Boy fans were still actively following the rather Byzantine viral campaign for the new band's album Folie à Deux, a campaign that's grown from a simple hijacked website to include Pete Wentz's giving away sneakers and delivering donuts while wearing a wig and a fake mustache. This was the CFOB, Fresh Only Bakery, Citizens for Our Betterment. John, we covered this. And if you haven't or you don't know about it, please go back to my CFOB episode. And I also have an interview with Clinton Sparks from CFOB. So please go check that out. But anyway, back to the article. While wearing a wig and fake mustache, we're rewarded with a rather unique gift, a cover of Kanye West's purportedly recorded by FOB frontman Patrick Stump. And while the track certainly sounds like Stump's handiwork, many of FOB's fans and MTV News were wondering if it was really him or if the whole thing was just another layer to the ever-expanding Folie campaign. And in order to get to the bottom of things, we decided to reach out to Stump himself. Surely he'd be able to get the record straight. Patrick goes, yeah, the cover is just me and GarageBand. Nothing too serious. Gonna cut right there because I feel that being that it's me, GarageBand in a dream with this podcast. I feel you, Patrick. I understand. So he goes, yeah, the cover is just me and GarageBand. Nothing too serious. He wrote to MTV News in an email. I recorded it in the morning before work into my laptop speaker. It was in my head while I was trying to sleep, so I just went ahead and recorded it. I'd pretty much woken up and laid it down in like 5 minutes. You monster. That was me, not Patrick. James continues to write, online reaction to the track has been overwhelmingly positive, though Stump is just taking it all in stride. After all, he's been dabbling in hip-hop for a while now. Earlier this year, he collaborated with The Roots on a song called Birthday Girl, which we will be talking about, which ultimately didn't make the final cut of the band's Rising Down album that was set to come out back in June, it did, of 2008. He worked with T.I. on Out in the Cold, a song that also didn't end up on Tip's paper trail. So he insists that he didn't cover Love Lockdown with any high aspirations. He was just a fan of the track and he figured he'd take a shot at it. And then my take is that Pete Wentz was like, yes, marketing. Patrick continues with, Kanye's version is obviously better. I hope that Kanye doesn't mind that I did it. It sounds like a personal song. I'm just a fan of it, he wrote. It reminds me of Heard It Through the Grapevine, in a way that you're addressing an ex-lover, but I like the angle of, it's not you, it's me, because there aren't enough breakup songs that are honest about that. I will be thinking about Patrick comparing Love Lockdown to Heard It Through the Grapevine for the rest of my life. I think that's a whole other episode in itself, but it's a really, it's an amazing comparison, and I definitely see it and hear it. So great job. Without further folie ado, you see what I did there? Let's listen to Patrick Stump's 2008 cover of Kanye West's Love Lockdown.
I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and that haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough, till it's overload, till we lose control, system overload. Screaming no, 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 no. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. See, I wanna move, can't escape from you. So I keep it low, keep the secret cold, so everybody else don't have to know. So keep your love locked down, your love locked down. Something to lose, so I gotta move. I can keep myself and still keep you too. So I keep in mind when I'm on my own, somewhere far from home, in the danger zone. How many times did I tell you before I finally got through? You lose, and you lose. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. See, I had to go. See, I had to move. No more wasting time. You can't wait for life. We're just racing time. Where's the finish line? So keep your love locked down. Your love locked down. I'm not loving you where I wanted to. Gotta keep it going, keep the loving going, keep it on a roll. Only God knows if I be with you, baby. I'm confused. You choose, you choose. I'm not loving you where I wanted to, where I wanna go. I don't need you. I've been down this road too many times before. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. You keep your love locked down, your love locked down, keeping your love locked down, your love locked down, keeping your love locked down, your love locked down, keeping your love locked down. You lose, keeping your love locked down, your love locked down, keeping your love locked down, your love locked down.
Ugh. I love that so, so, so much. Well, that was Patrick Stump in 2008 covering Kanye West's Love Lockdown. Next is a cover that was actually released in 2006 on like a BBC live session that Fall Out Boy did. But it's made its rounds on YouTube. And I remember watching every like picture slideshow of Fall Out Boy and Patrick to this video that was online. It was never released officially, so really the only place to find it was through people who had clipped it and uploaded it that way, but a lot of people know it. It's a lot of people's favorite, and this is Patrick Stump covering Ne-Yo's So Sick.
Gotta change that answering machine now that I'm alone. Cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. And I know it makes no sense cause you walked out the door, but it's the only way I hear your voice anymore. It's ridiculous, it's been months, and for some reason I just can't get over us. And I'm stronger than this, ain't no faith in love. Always walking around with my head down, I'm so over being blue, crying over you. And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow, so why can't I turn off the radio? Gotta fix that calendar I have, it's marked July 15, because since there's no more you, there's no more anniversary. I'm so fed up with my thoughts of you and your memory, and how every song reminds me of what used to be. And that's the reason I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing that we're still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so tired and slow, so why can't I turn off the radio? Smile, having my first child, let it go. I'm turning off the radio, cause I'm so sick of love songs, so sick of tears, so done with wishing that you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sick and slow, so why can't I turn off the radio? Turn off the radio. Why can't I turn off the radio?
Ugh, it really wouldn't be a Patrick Stump cover without that very peace-easy ending. I mean, that's, again, if you haven't heard it, I mean, you're welcome. But that is Patrick Stump covering Ne-Yo. And the reason I bring up this cover from 2006 is because in 2008, which is like the year era that we are working on or in this podcast right now, Ne-Yo actually let spill that he and Patrick recorded a duet for his upcoming album. Now, listen here. So this is by Simon Levinson of Entertainment Weekly. This was published March 4th, 2008. And it goes, Ne-Yo records duet with Fall Out Boy's Patrick Stump. Okay, get ready for this one. One's a smooth R&B balladeer and the other's an angsty emo wailer. And now Ne-Yo and Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump are making beautiful music together. Stump exclusively tells entertainmentweekly.com that he and his Island Def Jam label mate recorded a Ne-Yo composition titled Finish Your Food during a recent studio hang session. He goes, it's an R&B jam, says Stump of the duet, a real good Ne-Yo signature lyrical story song. And what kind of story might that be? The interviewer or article writer asks. I don't want to spoil it, says Patrick. It's a Cloverfield thing. you can't give too much away, but I will say that I gotta give him credit for it. It's one of the craziest concepts for a song I've ever heard, lyrically. Ne-Yo's publicist tells EW, Entertainment Weekly, she isn't aware of any current release songs for Finish Your Food, but Stump is keeping his fingers crossed. Hopefully that sees the light of day, he adds. I love the sound of our voices together. So, so sweet. So that was March 4th of 2008. And then on March 19th of 2008, same Simon Levinson holding us down for Entertainment Weekly, Ne-Yo spills more details on Patrick Stump duet. The article goes, 2 weeks ago, Hollywood Insider revealed that R&B crooner Ne-Yo and Fall Out Boy frontman Patrick Stump had recorded a duet called Finish Your Food, which Stump said that it was one of the craziest concepts for a song I've ever heard. Well, we definitely wanted to hear more about these strange bedfellows, so we caught up with Ne-Yo yesterday to find out more about the Island Def Jam label mate's unusual tune, and his description did not disappoint. Imagine this, Ne-Yo told entertainmentweekly.com at the Def Jam office. You live with your girlfriend. You wake up. She makes you breakfast in bed, puts the tray down, gives you a kiss on the forehead, and she leaves for work. You eat, you eat, you eat. You notice there's a letter on the tray, and the letter says, I'm leaving you. Don't get up. I'm already gone. Finish your food. You get up, you run downstairs, all your furniture's gone. In the kitchen, there's more scrambled eggs, so you're sitting on the floor in the kitchen like, what the hell is going on? Eating these scrambled eggs still. And then you start feeling funny. Did she poison the eggs? It leaves that question going on in your head at the end of the song. Ne-Yo's hoping that the sinister tale makes it onto his in-progress third CD, Year of the Gentleman, which he recently started recording. I'd like the version with me and Stump to go on the album, he says. But I'll be honest with you, it's been a little bit of a fight with the label. They're like, is the world ready for Ne-Yo and Patrick Stump? His fan base is this and my fan base is that. We're trying to figure out if the world is ready for those two genres to come together. I personally think that it's a great idea, but it's one of the few things that me and Def Jam tussle over. A Def Jam rep did not reply to requests for this comment. Look for Ne-Yo's record to drop sometime in the summer. Holy shit. Thank you, Ne-Yo, our actual hero in this fucking endeavor. Although the tussle was well tussed, unfortunately, Finish Your Food featuring Patrick Stump didn't end up on the album. Actually, the whole song didn't end up on his album, Year of the Gentleman. And I think the world definitely missed out. But because Scardi is a motherfucking crazy person, I found the demo to Finish Your Food. It does not include Patrick in it, but you hear Ne-Yo and you hear the song that should have been. So without further ado, enjoy the demo for Finish Your Food.
To say, yeah. And it read, I'm I think she poisoned my eggs.
Damn.
Ugh. The World 100% missed out. I feel like that would have been the perfect track for Patrick and Neo. I mean, you can already imagine what he would have sounded like on this track. And they really do, I think, complement each other's voices, like, now just thinking about it. So, damn it, Def Jam. Like, why would you deprive us of this? And I think it's really interesting in the interview where, you know, they're like, oh, the label's like, Fall Out Boy fans are this, your fans are that. And it's like, damn, like, it wasn't fucking true, you know? Like, it was very cut and dry. Label is a fucking business, so they're going to try and be as focused and concentrated as possible on fan bases. But I think that this was a total missed opportunity, and that the fact of the matter is that we are here. We are here as R&B and punk and emo fans all together because you're listening to this. So if you're one of the 8,000 people that downloaded this podcast, I'm sure there's a lot more of y'all out there. So yeah, I think a total missed opportunity, but I'm really glad I could find that demo just so that y'all can imagine what it would be like. But that's it. That's all I got for y'all. We just went the fuck in. We talked about two critical Patrick Stump covers that you need in your life, which is Love Lockdown and So Sick. And I just ruined your life to know that there could have been and there was recorded a Patrick Stump Neo duet, and the world will never see it. And I think really we could have solved, there would be no pandemic, the end of racism. I really think that we missed out on Finish Your Eggs altogether as a fucking society. But that's it. Y'all already know it's me, Scardi B. I can't wait to talk to y'all again. But for Sugar We're Going In, again, this is Scardi B. Y'all can follow me at Sugar We're Going In on Instagram and Sugar We're Going without a G in at Twitter. But all I have to say is, be nice to yourself, be nice to others, the way that Drew Carey says it. I love you, and I hope that you find some joy in your day. But thank you so much for kicking it with me for a little bit. And bye.